So the whole the letters of the Rebbe, volume 4, letter number 1158. This is dated the first day of Elul. The Rebbe is sending it to Zalman Shimon. Zalman Shimon Dvorkin, he was the Chabad rabbi in the Rav in 770.
See in the pictures?
Which ones?
Did he sit next to him? No,
he would sit in the bottom over there. No. And the Rebbe is responding to his letter. The Rebbe says, I enjoyed that which you mentioned in the end of your letter, that you set up a time to learn the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch every day. See, the Rebbe had enjoyed, so I'm assuming the Rebbe is enjoying what we're doing here. That we learn the Rebbe's Shulchan every day. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you must be teaching, learning Chassidus publicly every morning. So me and Maurice try to do it before davening a little bit. And not only on Shabbos that you mentioned your letter. Please, the Rebbe says, send my best regards to all the groups. I'm giving you a portion of the Sikha of the Farbrein Yisrael Zvorchim Elul and give it to others to use also with blessing Sikha Chesim HaToyva. And the Rebbe says, anything happening with you write up, because Rebbe asked him to write up what happened in 1920s to tell the history there. So he says, what's going on? Did you do anything about it, basically? But eventually he became like the rabbi of 770, who the Rebbe would always ask him to rule on the various different questions. And I was close to him because his wife, Allah Shalom, was the first cousin with my mother. So we would always go there and we'd hear a lot of different stories.
So he would make a ruling on questions that people.
Yeah, but you know, the Rebbe really did not. Even though we learn all the Rebbe's laws, the Rebbe knew more than anybody else. But the Rebbe's time, the Rebbe didn't.
He said,
if you have a lot of questions, go to the rabbi and let him answer. The Rebbe would let the rabbi have what.
And his name again was
Zalman Shimon. Rabbi Zalman Shimon's work.